I am Jeff Fisher, Bishop Suffragan in the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and the bishop for the East region of our diocese. I live an office in the northern reaches of our diocese, way up in Tyler. Now I know that you all at St. Martin's pray in the Sunday prayers of the people for all of the bishops of this diocese, for which we are most grateful. I know that each Sunday you pray for our bishops, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay. Well, I am Jeff, as in Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay. And it is my joy to worship with you here at St. Martin's today. Part of my joy this morning is that we are celebrating that 30 people are making a mature commitment to Christ through the sacrament of confirmation, reception, and reaffirmation. And also connected to my joy is an opportunity to be with your rector, Russ, as well as all of your excellent clergy team. For all that your clergy do in this place, let's give them all a round of applause. Now, I am a native Houstonian, and way before I was ordained, my wife Susan and I and our sons lived in the suburbs of Katy. Back in those days, we were a young family, and Susan's parents lived in Kentucky. Susan's parents were very good about making frequent road trips from Kentucky to Texas to see their grandsons play t-ball and to perform in school events. Whenever my in-laws drove down to visit us, they would pull their car all the way up in the driveway, parking close to our garage door. During one of the visits from my in-laws, on one night, one of our sons had a cough or cold, so I volunteered to go out to Walgreens to pick up a prescription. In the dark, I hurriedly grabbed up my keys, hopped into my car, and pushed the door on the garage remote button. I put my car in reverse and my foot on the accelerator without looking in the rearview mirror. Bam! I drove my car right into my father-in-law's parked Buick. Already knowing that my father-in-law questioned my driving abilities. As a young father with little extra money, I now questioned how I could repair and restore the damage to his car. Yet even more than that, I wondered how I could repair and restore the fragile father-in-law-son-in-law relationship. Much more would be needed than the work of a body shop in order to repair and to restore. In the Old Testament of the Bible, the prophet Isaiah has a dream for all of God's people. In our reading this morning from Scripture, Isaiah sings out about good news for all people, exclaiming, "Your ancient ruins will be rebuilt. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in." This morning, we celebrate the feast of St. Martin, for whom this church is named. St. Martin was born around the year 330. Martin served as an officer in the Roman army, and he also showed an interest in the faith of Jesus. When Martin was around 18 years old, he encountered a poor and scantily dressed man. So Martin took off his cloak, cut it in two with his sword, and shared half of his cloak with this cold, poor man. That night, Martin had a dream about Jesus. And when Martin woke up, he discovered that his cloak was now whole, repaired, and restored. Martin was then baptized into the faith of Jesus, left the military service, and spent the rest of his life as a man of peace, eventually becoming a bishop. Martin was buried on November 11th in the year 397, which is why November 11th is his feast day. I believe that it is no coincidence that the terrible war we now know as World War I ended with armistice on November 11th, 101 years ago, on the feast day of St. Martin. World War I came to a conclusion on a day for Martin, a man of peace, because St. Martin is a restorer of dignity and warmth to the poor. St. Martin is a repairer of the breach. Thinking back to that night when I plowed into my father-in-law's car, I knew that a body shop was not all that was needed to bring about repair. And when St. Martin gave away half of his cloak to the poor, much more was needed to restore full dignity and health. A body shop and a cloak are important, yet there is more to health and restoration. Because the truth is this: you and I both are in need of repair and restoration. And we come into this amazing church to proclaim and to celebrate. We celebrate and proclaim that who restores our life, who repairs our life, is Jesus Christ. Because it is Jesus who restoreth my soul, it is Jesus who repairs my life with forgiveness and grace. It is Jesus who persuades me that nothing, nothing, nothing will ever separate me from his love. And the church, a church like St. Martin's Episcopal Church, is Jesus's repair shop. At St. Martin's Episcopal Church, thousands of people are repaired and restored, worshiping weekly in this magnificent church to receive the bread and wine that assures us that Jesus lives in us and we in him. Thousands of people are repaired and restored through the support groups, including 12-step programs offered at the Hope and Healing Center and Institute here. Thousands of people are repaired and restored in this city of Houston and throughout the world as the faithful of St. Martin's give half of your cloak away to others. For the church, The church is the repair shop of Jesus, where you and I are his hands and feet as repairers of the breach, the restorers of streets to live in. Thinking once again back to that night when I crashed into my father-in-law's car. After I assessed the dreadful damage, I then went sheepishly back into the house and confessed my sin to him. I apologized to him for making a stupid and costly mistake. I offered to pay for the repairs, yet he would have nothing of it. My father-in-law responded to me with grace and with forgiveness and with love. Maybe you are here this morning feeling like your life right now is a bit like driving into a parked Buick. If so, you have come to the right place. Because in the Episcopal Church, we give the bread of life and the cup of salvation to just about anybody, including to a dopey son-in-law like me. In this church, we strive for justice and peace, giving away our cloak and illustrating the love of Jesus for all people. In this church, we believe that everyone, clergy and non-clergy alike, are empowered by the Holy Spirit to be ministers of reconciliation and restoration and repair. My dear sisters and brothers, this morning we celebrate and proclaim that Jesus loves you forever. We celebrate and proclaim that Jesus is your restorer, the restorer of your soul. Jesus is your repairer, the repairer of the breach. Amen.